This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Today, the second in our series of Knots Because of Knots is I am not good looking. What is the benchmark for good looks? This feeling can keep you away from social gatherings, from family get-togethers and other events. The question is, with what are you comparing and with whom are you comparing? God never creates anyone ugly. He doesn't put a blue ink mark on you saying approved for circulation. Each one of us is created in His image. In fact, you are a designer model. The Bible says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. My friend, have you seen a potter making a beautiful piece of pottery from clay? He has a plan and a design in his mind, and accordingly, he shapes the clay in his hands. It is not that he intended to make something else and something else was made. He will not be satisfied if it turns out to be anything else. He never starts making it without a plan. The Bible says, "The Lord is the potter, and we are the clay. He molds and shapes us according to the plan in His mind. He did not consult anyone before making you. You are His choice, and you are not a chance and created by default. When God created the world, He looked at the creation and said, 'It is good.' After He created man, He said, 'It is very good.' What matters is how the Creator looks at you. Are you saying you're not beautiful? Are you questioning the intention of the Creator? People are spending a lot of money to look pretty and beautiful. There is no end to it. Be content with how you look and how He has created you. The Lord looks at the heart and not how you look. Your usefulness to God does not depend on how beautiful you are or how handsome you are. It depends on how prepared you are to be used by God. The Bible says, Saul was handsome, Moses was beautiful before God, and David had beautiful eyes and was handsome. My friend, their beauty did not prevent them from facing challenges in life. Their beauty did not stop them from yielding to temptation. Their beauty was not the key to their effectiveness. It is the beauty of the heart that people look for in relationships. The fruit of the Spirit can spread the fragrance of a beautiful heart. However, just as a beautiful appearance can become ugly through neglect, a beautiful life of righteousness can become ugly through neglect. Spiritual beauty must never be taken for granted or be neglected. We must remember that just as it is possible to be one of society's most impressive people and be ugly in the eyes of God, it is also possible to be an unknown in society and to be radiantly beautiful in His eyes. There is a chorus which goes like this: "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all His wondrous passion and purity. O Thou Spirit Divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." My friend, I want you to know and believe this. When God created you, He looked at you and said, "Very good." That is what good looking is all about. You looking good in the eyes of a creator. God bless you.
For more details, please contact 916-364-252164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.